The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. And today we will be talking about climate change and warmer temperatures. So in the last Just Veggies podcast, I was discussing one way in which climate change is impacting your garden, and that is by extending the growing season with earlier spring emergence and later dieback in fall. Today, we will be talking about how warmer temperatures throughout the growing season can impact your vegetable gardens. So what can warmer temperatures do to your garden? It's a very real threat, actually. It's insidious, really, how over the course of several years, changes will take place under your nose and with very little fanfare. Some of these changes can be, for example, non-native and invasive plants and insects cropping up in a region where they once could not survive. Another one is native or long-grown crops, something you've been growing for a long time in your garden. Might now not be able to thrive in the warmer weather. You will also find a higher demand for water use in your garden, and that's for all of your gardens, not just your vegetable garden, not your vegetable pots on your porch or anything like that. Your landscape will probably be demanding to be watered more often. And crops that are increasingly stressed due to temperature and water demand will be in a weaker state. And when that happens, it makes them more vulnerable to pests and diseases. Warmer temperatures and lack of moisture can cause soils to dry out. We haven't really thought about that, have we? Dry soils puts the health of our soil's microbiome, all those good microorganisms that live symbiotically with our gardens and landscapes plants, that will become at risk if the soil dries out. A weakened soil microbiome can just lead to weakened plants in general. So, what can we do about that? While we're all taking our steps to like drive less, buy electrical cars, that kind of stuff, what can you do every season, every day in your garden to counter warmer temperatures? Well, here's a few things you can do. You can do what you can. You might not be able to do all of these. Do what you can when you can. So what are those? Here's a few suggestions. Implement water-wise practices. So limit your water use and use the water you have wisely. Use rain barrels to collect irrigation water, or set up a drip irrigation system to direct water where it is needed the most. Thick layers of mulch will help lower moisture evaporation from your soils. Use some companion planting techniques. So heat-loving plants such as tomatoes can be planted near more heat-vulnerable crops like lettuces to provide shade and lessen the lettuce's watering needs, for example. That's just one idea. Companion planting also helps keep weed populations down because more of the soil is covered by intentional crops. Try choosing some drought-tolerant varieties. Behind the scenes, plant breeders are constantly trialing new cultivars of crops to assess and select for certain characteristics. And one of those characteristics is drought tolerance. Do some homework on what varieties do well in a water-challenged environment and grow those. Use compost. Compost will help your soil in two different ways. First, it increases the soil's water-holding capacity, so that's a good thing. So if you're experiencing warmer and drier conditions, your soil, with the compost in it, will be able to hold more water. Another thing it does is the compost feeds your soil's microbiome, and that's an important component to keeping this microflora and microfauna alive and healthy. As a bonus, compost increases the amount of air spaces within the soil's root profile, and that also benefits the soil and everything living in it. Quite literally, as I was writing this blog post, a daily newsletter that I curates Need to Know News Items came into my inbox with the lead story being a piece about the West Virginia University Associate Professor of Mycology and Plant Pathology, Matt Kaysen. He was saying, so here, climate change is shifting and zones where your plants are growing are shifting. This is what it could mean for your garden. So this is a major topic happening right now, and it's a great time of year for it to be out in the public because we are all planting our gardens right now. It is a very good read, so Google that if you like. The professor's name is Matt Kaysen, K-A-S-S-O-N, and the title of the piece is Climate Change is Shifting the Zones Where Plants Grow. Here's what that could mean for your garden. He also includes some other actions you can take to make your own gardens, whether it's your vegetable garden or your landscape, more resilient to the impact of climate change. So please do check that out. Thanks again for listening.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.